$100. Mom's got a new one for you. Oh, I give my children a slogan to carry them over for the week. Mom's slogan this week is, quit it if you can't do nothing with it.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Moms Mabley. There's only one Moms Mabley, and she passed away on this day, May the 23rd, in 1975. And she opens our day in history, just like she opened the world to a new kind of comedy. For a black woman to stand up the way she did, in this mimicking dress, the way she delivered her stuff was just amazing and turned the world of comedy around. So unlike who this real woman was, who was never afraid to be seen with a lovely lady on her arm. So on this day, we remember, with great respect, the great Moms Mabley. So also on this day, May 23rd, many things did happen. We'll cover a few of them here for us on this day in history. This is a day in 1838. There was a thing called the New Ekota Treaty that was passed actually on December 29th, 1835. But this was the deadline when all the Cherokee people had to emigrate from their home in North Carolina in the mountains of Appalachia to what's now Oklahoma. And they said any Cherokees east of the Mississippi after today would be forced to leave. And by this time, only 2,000 Cherokees had emigrated to Indian Territory. Most resisted and did not want to leave. General Winfield Scott came in, was put in charge, and had this forced march called the Trail of Tears. Forced people at gun and bayonet to move, burning down whole communities, moving people out, forcing people on this long march, thousands of miles from North Carolina to Oklahoma, where many died on the way. It was an illegal treaty, but was publicly proclaimed by President Jackson 2 years ago on this date, and said it had to happen. It was known as the Trail of Tears. Many Cherokees died. Many resisted and went to the hills. But this is a sad day in our history of 1838. On this day in 1844 was the declaration of Bab. This Shiraz Iranian merchant was a prophet in his own time and created a religious movement that was brutally crushed by the Persian government. And it's the forerunner of the Baha'i faith. And the Baha'i religion celebrates this day as one of their holiest days. Started this day in 1844. The smokestacks that you see in all the locomotives and all the old movies and some of the trains that still exist was invented and patented on this day, May 23rd, 1871. The man who did it was L. Bell, a black inventor. In the time of great labor upheaval in America in 1934 on this day, there was a strike at the Autolite factory called the Battle of Toledo. 5 days of mayhem, 1,300 troops were called in from the Ohio National Guard, 6,000 union workers online fighting a battle for union rights, a shorter day, and higher pay. One of the most powerful moments in labor history. Sometimes I wish we could go back and realize what men and women did to make this world a better place for the workers of this country. There's also a day in 1946 when President Harry Truman threatened to put people in jail for the United States Railroad strike that started and was really crushed by Harry Truman when he threatened to draft strikers into the U.S. Army. And show you how slowly things change, this is the first day that a Australian Aboriginal man was elected to their parliament, and this took place in 1971. His name was Neville Bonner. In 2002, 55 parties agreed to the special clause in Kyoto Protocol after ratification in Iceland. Of course, the United States didn't sign. The United States has not been part of it. It was a treaty to try to bring common laws and governing to protect the environment of our world. So that was this day in history, May the 23rd. To see more about this day in history of May the 23rd, please go to our website, steinershow.org.